Welcome to Issues That Matter. I'm Cynthia Pooler. My guest today is Jeff Brown, and Jeff is a journalist, and we're going to touch upon the 2024 presidential election. So, Jeff, let me give you my take on it, what I perceive as reality at this point. Now, in the United States, it seems as though many states across the country are trying to kick Trump off the ballot, and the news media is reporting on it. And the Democrats are saying how dangerous a second term with Trump would be. The Democrats are fear-mongering for the saying all these things about Trump, and Trump is, fighting to keep himself on the battle in the bat, for president. So it's like issues are not being discussed. This whole situation is all fear-mongering. What do you think?
Well, Cynthia, first of all, thank you for having me on your show. And I would like for the fans out there to know that I am a registered Democrat in Oklahoma, in the state of Oklahoma. I'm a dual national. I have French nationality too, and so I get to vote in France, and so I get to see how their voting system works. And I've actually one of my chapters in one of my books. I can't remember which one it is now. I compare the American and the American and the French voting systems and the integrity and the honesty of them, et cetera. And not only not and so I'm a Democrat saying that the Democrats are not only trying to push Trump off of state ballots, they're trying to steal the election again. Of course, they're doing this by flooding tens of thousands. I've heard numbers up to over 1 million illegal immigrants coming in across the southern border, and I've heard all kinds of information. They're getting, passports, voting cards, and they're being sent to states where Trump is strong. And of course, they will vote for Biden. So they're going to try to steal the election again. And I think this is something that Americans really, really need to come to grips with, is how corrupt, and I'm sorry to say this, but how corrupt the American voting system is, and it's built into the U.S. Constitution, which I'm happy to discuss if you'd like to hear about it. But the Democrats massively, massively, massively stole the election in 2020. I even had a whole collection. I called it the U.S. Election Fraud Living Library on my Your Vaccine Against the Big Lie Propaganda Machine. I couldn't keep up with all the articles about just showing the blatant, just brazen theft of the election. And then, of course, January 6th was not Trump trying to stop Congress from voting. It was the Democrats trying to stop Congress from voting and questioning the election on January 6th. Everything's just been turned upside down. So yeah, it's pretty. I mean, the deep state in the United States is so scared of Trump because he's the first president since World War II to bring troops back from Europe, to bring troops back from Korea, and to he tried to negotiate. He met the leader of North Korea, Kim, and Kim Jong-un, and he wanted to work with Putin in Russia. And then, of course, the Democrats put up, hoisted this ridiculous Russiagate scam on the American people, And of course, there was no, it was just a complete and total fraud. So they are so afraid of him that he's going to actually threaten the military industrial complex by reducing America's imperial presence in hundreds of military bases around the world, that they are willing to go to any length, including, fake news, fake fake scandals, stealing elections, and everything else, and now trying to just keep him off the ballot. So that's where we're at.
Okay, now, you believe that the influx of people from South and Central America is an effort to get people in states where they will vote for
For
Biden?
Biden, that's what I that's that that is the information that that I have been hearing from people in that part of the country to get them because now and now in in states that you can practically get registered to vote at a 7-Eleven, and it's so ridiculous, it's so ridiculously easy now, and to get a voter a voting card, fake voting cards, fake IDs, fake everything. And I mean, these people that are pouring across the border, they're being flown from Texas and Arizona around the country. So, and somebody's paying for that, and they're not being, and they're being flown into the heartland of America, and where they can easily get, driver's licenses, they can easily get and even fake everything. And once you've got that, it's easy to get an election. It's easy to get a voter card. And when we saw such massive, blatant, brazen, disgusting, revolting of election theft in 2020, well, they're just going to do it again. And Trump just came out and just came out with a report about the theft. And I just saw a Washington Post. Washington Post now, this, I mean, this is CIA all the way. Even their poll showed that 62, just this today or yesterday, 62% of Americans think the 2020 results are not true. And then James Bradley, my good friend, whose sister is the Chief Justice of Wisconsin, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, which is an incredibly corrupt body. Which he has exposed the brazen theft of Wisconsin by the Democrats. He just sent me a thing, a summary of election fraud on an on a on a on a, on a and I'll send it to you. It's the Read no the Read Reader app, and there's a
Okay.
whole the entire that entire summary of the blatant theft in 2020. So, Trump can be in all 51, state, including Washington, D.C., can be in all 51 states. But if the Democrats do what they did in 2020, if they do it in 2024, it's all for naught. I mean, nothing. They're going to steal another election. And by the looks of it, they're working hard at it. And drive by, drop off your ballot, don't even get out of your car, just drop your ballot, I mean, this is just lunatic, this is not democracy. This is banana republic. This is a banana republic. And so we'll have to see if they steal another election. I don't know what Americans would do. Because the country is so divided between Democrats and Republicans, East Coast, West Coast, and then the big majority in the central part of the country. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm very concerned they're just going to do a redux of 2020 and just blatantly steal the election again.
So the other day I ran across a friend of mine who comes from Ecuador, and we were talking about the 2024 election, And he was saying Trump, all kinds of stuff about Trump, and he's so afraid of Trump, getting elected again. This whole election is going to be based on fear. Would you agree?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Especially fear being generated by the Democratic side, and it's just it's crazy. I've actually seen statistics where during Trump's 4 years, minorities did better. Their salaries, their pay went up. Their home ownership went up. Their quality of life index went up for poor people and for minorities. He brought home troops from South Korea. He brought home troops from Germany. It's not, but it's actually the military industrial complex and the banksters who depend on war to make money, who are afraid of Trump, because he will actually shrink our presence overseas and bring our soldiers home. And of course, as soon as he Biden, put them back, they're back, they're back in Germany and they're back everywhere else. And of course, Biden left Afghanistan in a complete mess, but he was only doing that to save money and allocate resources to attack China in the South China Sea. So, they're just now taking all that money and those resources to attack China in the South China Sea and threaten China with Taiwan. So Biden's no better. One of the biggest war presidents in the history of United States was Barack Obama, which I like to call him, and of course George W. Bush was no better, and it just goes on and on and on. Clinton bombing Serbia, and then of course Bush and Bush with the Bush with Iraq, etc. So Trump is a real threat to all those trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars pouring into the coffers of the military industrial complex.
Okay, if everything that you said is correct and factual, why doesn't Trump articulate just what you said to the American people?
Well, I think he did. I didn't read it, and he just came out with a report on the how the 2020 election was stolen. And I'll find it for you. I get his emails, his emails, and I will send you that. He just came out with a report saying it, but it is a total. Cynthia, you may not remember, but James Bradley and I, we were actually banned. It was my channel, but I am now banned from producing any more shows on YouTube because James mentioned the stolen election in 2020, and as a result of that, if I get one more strike, they shut down my YouTube channel, which is why I use Brightian now. And so you couldn't even talk. You couldn't even. It was against the law to even talk about the theft of the election. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google, everybody, Yahoo, total blackout. And you were censored, blocked, and shut down, and had your channels removed for good, if you reported that since 2020. Now, thank goodness, Elon Musk, my Twitter account is back up again, at 44 underscore days, DAYS. And now you can talk about the rigged elections with Elon Musk. But before that, you couldn't do it. It was a complete and total blackout. And of course, Trump has blacked out. I mean, he is shadow banned. Anybody who goes against the anybody who goes against the deep state in the United in the West is shadow banned. RT, the Russian Today website and TV station is banned in Europe. You can't get it anymore unless you have a VPN. So there's just so much censorship that and they only present why does your friend in Ecuador fear Trump? Because all he reads is he reads the Washington Post, the New York Times, listens to CNN, MSNBC, BBC, The Guardian, and it's all just absolute fear mongering, just dehumanizing Trump and his followers and into lunatics, and so of course he feels that way because that's all he sees, because he has not been able to see anything else, because other people like me and James Bradley and Brett Redman, Redmayne Titley also did great work on 2020. I don't Epoch Times, even though they're reporting on China is Sinophobic, Falun Gong CIA propaganda, but they did outstanding work on the 2020 election fraud and then the COVID bioweapon, the vaccines. So the information is out there, but you just have to look for it. Otherwise, no one's going to see it, because you can be guaranteed that the big lie propaganda machine is not going to tell you, is not going to show you anything but the big lie.
So, going back to 1988, when Joe Biden ran the first time for president, and he was more or less pushed out because of his plagiarism. Now, in 2000 and 2020, 2024, he's embraced by the entire Democratic establishment. I mean, he was tainted from years ago. Why is the establishment embracing Joe Biden? He's getting older. His faculties aren't the same. So why are they propping him up rather than another Democrat?
Well, why change horses, in the middle of a race? I mean, what are the options? I mean, that's, there's DeSantis in Florida. No, he's Republican.
He's
Who
your
on the Democratic side is there? There's nobody,
there's the
and so,
governor of California.
oh God. Anyway, Biden plagiarism is the least of Biden's worries. James Bradley and I, on our show, JB West and JB East, to present "See You in the Hague." We've done multiple shows on the Biden family. I mean, his family is the mafia. Is the mafia the heads of the mafia in Delaware? I mean, they're the biggest criminals out there. Hunter Biden is involved in investing in bioweapon factories and U.S. bioweapon factories in Ukraine. The whole family is absolutely putrid with corruption, and so that's plagiarism is just a fake, just a feint, so you don't look just like, oh well, we're gonna make Hunter he'll we're gonna make, charge him with possessing a weapon or something like that, when he is much, much more than that. He is a gigantic he's pedoph And did you see that Biden's daughter has come out and said that he sexually abused her and took showers with her when she was a young girl.
I vaguely remember that.
But no one hears about it. Can you imagine if Trump's daughter said that? And so I mean, they're pedophiles. I mean, these people are absolutely awful. Lolita Island, a Jeffrey Epstein, they're now going to blow it. But it's not, I mean, as far as sexual, pedophiles and all that, I mean, the Republicans are no better than the Democrats. But who is it? Bill Clinton's going to be exposed as Doe, John Doe number 56 or whatever it is. These rich, powerful people are pedophiles, they're criminals, they're mafioso, they're psychopaths, they're mass murderers. John Kennedy, we've had a few great leaders, John Kennedy, FDR, Lincoln. We've had a few, but we haven't had many in a generation. We haven't
So
had a
you
great.
said that you're a Democrat, correct? So what made you aware that the Democrats are pulling the wool over the American people's eyes?
Well, it's just well, the Republicans are doing it too. They're not speaking up. Why aren't all the Republicans beating the drums about all this corruption? Very few of them are. Almost none of them are. It is a mono. It's one party. It's one party. The global capitalist, big banking, big military. Party, and then they disagree on gun control and gays and God and stuff like that. So I don't. It's not just the Democrats, but the Democrats right now are the worst. I mean, they're actually the worst. But I was talking to James Bradley, on one of our shows, and I said the Republicans must know that the Democrats being so heavily involved in the production of bioweapons in Ukraine, why aren't the Republicans screaming bloody murder about all of these crimes against humanity, which we've reported on so many times? And he said, you're right. The Republicans are complicit, in all of these crimes because they're not reporting them. And so because the problem is that the Republicans have just as much dirt as the Democrats. And let's not forget, John F. Kennedy won the election in 1960 because Ellen the governor Mayor Daley stuffed the ballot box. But then, the Republicans won in 2000 by caging voters and the whole Florida, hoax. And so the Republicans, won that one illegally, and now the Democrats won illegally in 2020. So, I guess the Republicans are just waiting for their turn so that when they're in power, they can corrupt the system and win illegally. It's just the whole system is corrupt and needs to be changed. And
Well, reflections on 1960 with Mayor Daley. People asked Nixon if he was going to contest it, and he said no. But there were a lot of downstate Republicans that played hanky panky in the 1960 election. So it wasn't only Daley in Chicago. But it was the downstate Republicans that were doing their thing, right?
Well, listen, Cynthia. The joke is that the United States has not had an honest election since George Washington,
Oh, God.
and that's a bit of an exaggeration, but it's not much of an exaggeration. If you read the U.S. Constitution, I mean, Article 1, Legislative Branch, Section 4, Congress, Clause 1, Election Clause. All it says is that the state congresses will name the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives, and that's it. There's validation, accreditation, honesty. There's none of that. And we have got now 47 secretaries of state who are most of them are responsible for making sure that the elections are honest. They're either Democrat or they're a Republican. And so one guy or one gal in each state, and there's 51 of them. Well, there's three states that don't have secretaries of state, but they have other things. But so there's 51, possible rogue people who are responsible for the validity of our election system. And do you trust one person, to make sure that the elections are going to be honest in your state? I don't. And so it's this is the problem. And here in France and Europe, although unfortunately I learned that they now have 82 cities that have electronic voting machines, which of course means it's now corrupted. But before those electronic voting machines, it was extremely almost impossible to cheat in an election in China, in France. You just couldn't do it. I mean, the system is so locked tight, with the paper and the validation and the counting and everything. It was almost impossible to cheat. But in the United States, it's just cheating in an election is as American as apple pie. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. So let's keep our fingers crossed that I mean, obviously Trump is the more popular candidate. He should win. He won in 2020 by a landslide. He won and he should win, and he will win by a landslide in 2024. But that may not be the way the ballots are counted.
Wow. So you think that this coming year is going to be filled with all kinds of surprises for the American people?
Well, I think so. The Russia, what not just the United States, but for the entire West, they have not come to terms with the fact that for 500 years, the Western world has raped and plundered and pillaged and exterminated most of the rest of the world outside of Europe and the United States, et cetera. The U.S., the Native Americans, but then later the U.S., exploiting after it became a world power. The age of imperialism and colonialism is rapidly coming to a close. And there's a whole new movement across the world that Americans and Europeans are not allowed to see, that Russia, China, Iran, Venezuela, Bolivia, Vietnam, many other countries are coming together, BRICS, Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia, Africa are coming together, and they are saying no more Western empire. It's over. We're sick of being exploited and massacred, and we want multipolarity, and we want a more just and a more fair a global economic system where everybody benefits, whether they're big or small. That's not being reported in the Western press, well, the mainstream press, and that's what's going on. And so Westerners are in for a rude awakening. Russia has won in Ukraine. They're going to probably take over, go all the way to Kiev and to the Dnieper River. Palestine is a Holocaust being committed by NATO, our Western, so through Israel, just like a proxy with Ukraine. Israel is a proxy for NATO, and this is an absolute Holocaust in Palestine against the Palestinians to destabilize the West Asia, the Middle East, to destroy all the gains that Russia and China have made in that part of the world with the Belt and Road Initiative. So it's going to be a rough year for the West. I think they're going to be in for some unpleasant surprises. Basically all the other countries outside of Europe and outside of NATO, Australia and New Zealand, and Japan and South Korea are the two poodles, or the two Western poodles and the lap dogs in Asia. Outside of those countries, the rest of the world is just going on their business, building bridges, cooperating, exchanging, buying and exchanging in their own national currencies, avoiding the US dollar. It's the beginning of the end of Western Empire, and when that does happen, when there is a run on the dollar, then the United States and Europe will be like Weimar, like the Weimar Republic in Germany, when it took a wheelbarrow full of Deutschmarks, to buy a loaf of bread. That's where we're going to end up in the West, not just the United States, but Europe too, because the euro will go down with the dollar, and the ruble, the Russian ruble, the Chinese yuan will be ascendant, and all the national currencies, the rupee of India and all the other national currencies will flourish.
As 2024 evolves, would you be willing to come back on issues that matter with me
Of course.
and give your thoughts about what's going on?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you. So you have been listening to Jeff Brown. I'm Cynthia Pooler. This is Issues That Matter. And if you like this show, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. And thank you, Jeff.
Happy New Year of the Dragon.
Thank you.